Track 14, Sharing the Joy of Making. How to make everlasting wreaths, tree decorations and more at home with one of Hannah Kilby of the Handmade Florists Felt Flower Kits.
Sharing the Joy of Making. I loved fuzzy felt when I was little. Maybe that's where the business started when I was 5 years old, laughs Hannah Kilby. Also known as the Handmade Florist, she creates gorgeous make-at-home felt flower kits. Perhaps subconsciously, the childhood favourite, which was a staple in many Christmas stockings, did play its part. I've done crafting for as long as I can remember, she says. After my daughter was born, she's 13 now, I was looking for something to do for myself in those little bits of free time. I had some felt left over from some projects that I'd been doing for her nursery and picked up a few things from blogs about felt flower making. I was making them for myself and for other people as gifts, and then a relative asked me to make her wedding flowers for her. It was really after that that I thought about teaching other people to do it as well, and that's where the idea for creating craft kits came from. And it'll be 10 years next year since I set up the Handmade Florist. Hannah's first make-at-home kit was a sunflower. Now she has more than 30 in her collection, including gorgeous seasonal Christmas tree decorations, wreaths and even a poinsettia, which she designs in her home studio in Attleborough. The beauty of her felt creations is that they can be treasured and put on display year after year. I always love crafting and colourful things and nature, so putting them together and seeing something come to life, I'm still always amazed by what you can create with a blank sheet of wool felt and what comes out of such simple material, she says. I love designing and creating new things. I'm a bit of a magpie for new colours and designs. It's a really lovely process of working, finding a design and putting it into the kit format. And then seeing people make it and sharing their photos is wonderful. The kits come with all the materials needed, felt, templates and any wires, ribbon or beads. And the only equipment required is a pair of scissors and a glue gun, which many crafters will already have. A full colour instruction book provides a step-by-step guide to putting everything together, and there are links to videos of some of the trickier steps. Hannah has created a lovely online community around the Handmade Florist, which has grown since the pandemic when many people rediscovered the joys of crafting. As well as her video tutorials, Hannah holds two or three make-alongs a year that span several months, with a project to work on each month, which eventually come together to make a wreath or a bouquet. She also runs a subscription craft club with exclusive projects for members. And in the run-up to Christmas, she's holding an Advent make-along. The idea of that is to give people a really mindful pocket project each day for 12 days. I think people really love to give handmade gifts at Christmas, so having that focus of getting some crafting time in but also making something for someone, it's really special, she says. You're sharing the joy of it then. There are loads of studies that have been done about the positive links between mental health and crafting, about having something to focus on and take your mind off other things. You have something beautiful at the end of it, but it's as much about the process of creating something and making it and slowing down. You can't rush it. For someone who's really busy the whole time, just having that little pocket of time, whether it's once a day or once a week or whenever you can fit it in, I think it is hugely beneficial. See thehandmadeflorist.com.
Well, those beautiful craft kits have certainly given me an idea for Christmas presents.